Welcome to the Raising Sons podcast, where I help moms to confidently navigate their sons' developmental, academic, and behavioral transitions with clarity and ease. I'm your host, Dr. Rochelle Whitaker, but you can call me Dr. Shell. I'm an educational psychologist, parenting advisor, and maternal mental health specialist. Now let's get into the show.
Hey, it's another episode of the Raising Sons podcast. And today we are talking about the car conversation that I had with my son. So I'm not sure what to title it as other than car conversation. So today we were on our way to school. This is one of the days that I take him to school. And I love these days because we can talk freely. A lot of things he shares with me on our ride to school after we drop my younger son off. So this morning he says, I think I have test anxiety. And I say, okay, let's talk about this. Why do you think you have test anxiety? And he says, well, I'm making, 95 and things like that on my classwork, but that's not what's showing up on my test. And so I proceed to ask him questions about how he's feeling before a test. When does he start to feel like that? Is it when he gets the test? Is it knowing that the test is coming? So is it the day of, the day before? When does he start to, what is he feeling and when does it happen? And so he shares with me that it's, when the test gets on his desk. And so before then, I also ask him, are you studying for the test? How are you preparing for the test? Do you feel like you know what's being, do you know the material that's on the test? And he's like, yes, I've had the classwork, but I'm not necessarily studying for the test that's coming up. So I was like, okay. And so then we proceed to go on and I ask him, when does he feel, what is he feeling? When does he feel it? And so he tells me, and so I say, okay. And so we are a praying family. And I really believe in not just having our kids go to church and participate in things at church, but I also believe in them applying it. And so I was telling him, I said, okay, we need to put the word to work, because I said, are you praying before you take a test or when you're starting to feel nervous? And he was like, no. And so we kind of deviated on that conversation a little bit, but we did come back. And I said, I want you to choose a scripture that you can meditate on for when you get ready to take the test or when you're, while you're taking the test. And so I told him to find a scripture. I told him what my favorite scripture was. And I said, when you're taking the test, I want you to, pray and then meditate on the scripture. I was like, I know it seems like it's going to take a long time, but it won't. So that was one of the things I told him to do. I also told him to breathe. I showed him how to do some breathing exercises because he said, sometimes his mind just kind of goes blank. So I showed him how to do some breathing exercises. I told him about the importance of praying and meditating. Oh, that's the other thing I was saying too, is it's not to me, even so I teach Sunday school. And so if I'm standing in front of the class and I'm teaching the students, but they're not using what I'm teaching, if they're not applying it, then it's of no use to them. And so it's important to me that when I'm teaching my sons, when we're, praying in the car before we go to school and we're talking about God and we're sharing the love of God and the word with them, that they are also understanding how to apply it. Because for me, a lot of, when I was growing up in church all the time, but there was a disconnect because I wasn't sure how to apply the word to what I was experiencing. And so I don't want that for them. I want them to understand that it is something that you can use every day. So I said, okay, let's do the breathing exercises. Let's pray and meditate. And then let's prepare also. So before the test, we need to be studying. And so he was like, okay. And I also told him that I was going to reach out to his teachers just to see, maybe they're seeing something that I'm not seeing or that he's not noticing, so that, it's a holistic approach. It's not just he and I talking, right? He recognizes that he's struggling or that there's a disconnect. And so I already know that my son is anxious. He can be highly anxious. Anytime it's something new, it doesn't matter. He's going to have some anxiousness about it, some anxiety about it. And one of the things that I did share with him was that running was helpful. I told him this, some time ago. And so he was running track for the last couple of years. And what I noticed that because he was, you know, practicing and running all the time, it was decreasing his anxiety. And that was showing because it was showing up in different ways. And so I was able to recognize that it was helping. And I did share that with him. Now he's into playing a different sport, but the level of training that he was doing when he was running track and the practicing, it was consistent and it was constant, like the running. And so because he tends to, you know, also be in his head a lot. And so running helps him to get out of his head. I know that because running helps me to get out of my head. So I told him, I said, okay, I want you to breathe. I want you to meditate and I want you to prepare before the test is coming. And I also reached out to his teachers today. Now they haven't gotten back with me, but I'm sharing this because one, it's important to create a space for your sons to be able to voice whatever their concerns are, for you to be able to hear them and then to advise them on, you know, what next steps they can take and make it easy enough that they can do it without any assistance or help or anything like that. So I hope this is helpful. If you need some additional tips or strategy, please feel free to reach out. Text 1-833-638-5442. All right, until the next time.
For the weary mama, I see you. I see the pain and guilt in your eyes as you describe your son's struggles at school. The endless phone calls from the principal, the disappointed looks from his teachers, the feelings of failure as a parent. You lie awake at night, replaying every interaction, wondering where you went wrong. You berate yourself, thinking if only you had been more attentive, more disciplined, more present, then maybe your son wouldn't be in this situation. The weight of it all is crushing you. But sweet mama, this is not your fault. Your son's behavior is not a reflection of your worth as a parent. You are doing the best you can with the challenges you've been given. I know it feels like an uphill battle, but I urge you not to lose hope. Your son needs you now more than ever. He needs your unwavering love, your steadfast support, your fierce advocacy. This is your calling as his mother. So take a deep breath, wipe away those tears, and schedule your consultation with me today. And together we will fight. Fight for your son, your family, and the future I know is possible. The link to schedule the consultation is in the show notes.
So this wraps up another episode of the Raising Sons podcast. Be sure to download, share, subscribe, do all the things. Remember, we have to start with the end in mind. Until next time.